From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Large parts of Cuba are still blacked out and millions are short of food 2 days after Hurricane Michelle hit the island. The Bahamas is also conked in the course of flooding from Michelle, and why the Caribbean should keep a close watch on the diplomatic rift between Venezuela and the United States. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Large areas of Cuba were still without electricity, gas and water today, 2 days after Hurricane Michelle hit the island, destroying homes and crops. President Fidel Castro toured the worst affected provinces to see the effects of Cuba's worst storm in a half a century. Mr. Castro said around 5 million of Cuba's 11 million inhabitants still need some kind of help, but he ruled out an appeal for foreign aid. The hurricane could not have come at a worse time for Cuba, whose economy has felt the effects of the attacks on America and the decision by its one-time ally Russia to close an economically important surveillance center. It is a point I put to the BBC correspondent in Havana, Daniel Swangler.
Yes, I mean, there's never a good time to have a hurricane, but I think this has come at a particularly bad time. Since September the 11th, the tourist industry, which is the main source here of foreign earnings, has been hit quite drastically. The remittances sent from relatives living in the United States, that's also dropped dramatically. The closure of the satellite station near to Havana, with the loss of $200 million a year from rent, which was paid by the Russians, they've all seriously affected the Cuban economy.